Wake up with the news and information you can trust. Starting your day the right way with the Andy Griffin Show. This is News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU.
She is the mayor, and she's here today with me on the Andy Griffin Show on Mayor Thursday. The star of the show, Michelle Randall. Hi, Michelle.
Never been a star of
You're
a show.
You're the star of the show. Yeah.
Good morning,
sharp
Andy.
Blazer and big black buttons. And I have a relative, and I'm not going to call her out specifically, but she has a weird thing about buttons. Buttons, she doesn't like all, she raised kids, no buttons. She always used, you know, zippers or clasps or whatever.
Really?
Something about buttons. So she would be triggered by your jacket. You know, those big giant buttons.
So. I'm hoping the bottom button doesn't fall off today because it's a little loose, but.
Well, we don't know the origin either of the button phobia. Maybe she choked on one when she was a little kid or something. I have no idea.
My mom had, all growing up, like a glass jar full of just random buttons.
Yeah. My mom had one of those. Yeah.
So, and I don't know if she used them.
Just in case you ever needed one of them.
In case you needed one, there was some kind of button. Maybe it wouldn't match, but.
The guy version of that is we all of us have this toolbox with a bucket full of screws. Every size, length, and whatever of screw you could ever need. And, of course, when we need a screw for a project, we go to the hardware store because we can't find it.
That is no truer statement has ever been said. That is so true.
Yeah.
So we haven't been together. Both of us were sick last month on the same day.
It was bad. Yeah.
Yeah. What's wrong with us? We're getting old, Andy.
Well.
Is your 40th class reunion coming up this year?
It is, yeah. Yeah.
I know, right?
1984. That was a good year, wasn't it?
It was a good year.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just like, wow.
Yeah.
So.
You know what's funny is you and I, we are the same age. Went graduated the same year of high school. I look like I'm 58. You look like you're like 38.
Oh, you're so sweet.
No, I mean, obviously there are some things that have like your hair. There's probably gray if you were to let it grow out.
I have great genetics. Yeah. My mom does not look her age at all.
No, you look fantastic.
So, thank goodness, knock on wood,
Do you know, do you have a speculation as to how much gray would be in your hair if you were to let it grow out? I know that's something
I'm not going to do it.
My wife, right, she's so funny. My wife is very frugal, right?
Yeah.
So she doesn't like to pay to have her hair colored, but she does occasionally. And her birthday is coming up next month. And she's trying so hard to hold out to get her hair colored for her birthday. But the gray is creeping in. And she's like, I gotta go. But I don't want to go. I don't want to spend the money. But I got to go. Yeah. So
both my sisters, they were really ticked because I didn't start coloring my hair till 2 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Made it into your mid-50s?
I made it into my mid-50s. I was 56 before I had to start coloring my hair.
Amazing.
And my great-grandpa, when he died, he was very salt and pepper, but he still had a lot of black in his hair.
Wow.
And they started going gray in their 30s, and they just thought it was so unfair.
Michelle, you suck.
And
you
know, a funny story, I went to the dermatologist one day, and he came... Another dermatologist came in, and they were looking through my hair like a couple of monkeys look through, you know, each other.
Trying to find a flea.
Because they're like, there's no way you don't dye your hair.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I do not dye my hair. I'm telling you, I would admit to it if I dyed my hair. And there's like, a Caucasian does not have that color of hair. And I'm like, well, I do.
I do, yeah.
So,
congratulations. That's pretty
funny.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So I've only had to... been coloring it for a couple of years, but
that's amazing. Really, I've had gray sideburn probably for 15-20 years, so.
But see, gray on men looks fine. Gray on women, it ages us.
It's a weird societal thing, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah,
it is. Like when or like with celebrities, like when you see the men that get facelifts, you're like, dude, what did you do? I mean, remember Kenny Rogers?
Uh-huh. He looked so funny.
He looked horrible. Yeah, just did. And he was a nice-looking man.
Yeah.
How did we get off on this? Anyway.
I don't know.
shout out to my oldest daughter.
Okay.
I have, well, she's my second child, but my oldest daughter. Today is her birthday.
Happy birthday. April 4th, huh?
April 4th. Happy birthday, Casey.
A lot of birthdays today. I was going through the list earlier. She shares a birthday with Heath Ledger. Unfortunately, he's passed away. Robert Downey Jr. With magician David Blaine. Yeah, a lot of birthdays today.
Our family has so many birthdays in April. It's insane.
You have a master calendar?
Yes, yeah, I do. On one day, I have two nieces and my son that all have birthdays that same day. They're all born on the same day. Yeah, it's just a little crazy. But, hey, can we talk some football for a minute?
Let's talk football. I love football.
Football season is past.
Now, my wife wanted to know. I thought this was kind of funny. She's like, are they putting pads on and playing tackle football?
Oh, heck no.
I said, no, honey. We're not talking about, 16-year-olds. There will be a couple of young people playing. But for the most part, these are grown people who are going to play flag football.
Yes. So, Team Money Good started this flag football game, Washington versus St. George. And it goes to a great cause. We raise money for the Children's Justice Center.
Love that, yeah.
And this year, Tech Ridge is the main sponsor. They donated $5,000. And Stephen Wade Auto donated $2,500. So we already have $7,500 to give the Children's Justice Center. So if we can get people to come out, it's $2 admission. There will be concessions. And donate. I would love to be able to give the Children's Justice Center $10,000. And for those people that don't know what the Children's Justice Center is, it is such an amazing organization that unfortunately we have to have it. I wish that it didn't exist, but it's for children who have been sexually abused, any kind of abuse. They go in there. The setting isn't so sterile like a hospital. If a rape kit needs to be performed, they have exam rooms. All women work there. The best therapists to work with children that have been through so much trauma. Yeah. And we're so busy that they're going to do a ribbon cutting on their new section the end of April. So, unfortunately, that's bad news, but the good news is we have them here in our community, and they do. Every law enforcement agency uses them. And so the bottom line, that's what this football game's about. But Mayor Staley and I like to talk a lot of trash. So yesterday I got sent these pictures. I wasn't in my office, and they let this like hooligan go in my office.
Really?
And
then some common criminal.
Just some common criminal.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what staff needs to be fired over this? And he's in there with a tape measure. He's measuring the trophy that's got to be sitting in my office for a year. The hooligan, a.k.a. Mayor Staley, with his tape measure. Just with the big cheesy grin on his face. And so this year we set some before we pick teams. So we each have to have 10 public safety members on our team.
Okay.
So fire and police combined.
Okay. Minimum of 10.
A minimum of 10.
Okay.
And then 7 at-large community members. And then we have 2 high school players and 1 middle school player and 2 females.
Okay.
So it's just kind of a mixture.
And now we're up to 20-something.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
Well, some of us aren't in the best of shape, so you need to alternate.
And you're going to be coaching?
Oh, yeah. I'm a fabulous coach.
You have a clipboard and everything.
I just stand there and cheer and
you have a visor
yell at Chris. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not fair, that kind of thing. And I guess there will be officials, referees?
There will be officials, yep, that actually officiate flag football. There will Rod Zendel and Max Christensen will be the announcers. And
love Max, yeah, good guy.
So it's just fun. So come out and watch, cheer on.
Now, are they playing on the entire full field, like it's a 100-yard field, or are they?
No, you start at the 25.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
We can't kill them.
That's a long run for some of these old guys.
Yeah, so it's a long run. But last year, we've had a really great time the last 2 years. Washington won the first year. We won last year. So this year, it's kind of the tiebreaker to see who wins.
Do you have a ringer? Is there someone that...
I've got a couple of ringers.
You've got a couple of ringers.
My nephews.
Oh, okay.
See, Chris thought I cheated last year and that they were D1 players, and they're not. They're just good, and they're super tall.
good and tall and fast.
And fast.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So we're excited about it, and it's going to be football weather tomorrow,
tomorrow
Andy.
Tomorrow night, yeah.
It's crazy. So I was telling you before we started, I've looked at three different weather apps. One says a high of 49. One says the high of 59 tomorrow. One says the high of 55. So yeah. If you come, dress warm because it will be chilly.
And unless you're running around on the field, you're going to want a jacket.
And the last 2 years, we have died of heat. So it's kind of crazy.
The one thing I was noticing about the storm, and I've been kind of watching it on radar this morning, is not much in the way of moisture, just cooler air.
Just cooler air, yeah.
So it should be dry and a little bit cool. Football weather. Like
football
you said.
Weather, yes.
6 o'clock tomorrow night, Dixie High School, right?
Yep, Dixie High School. Last year we played at Crimson, so.
Which is in Washington City.
Yep, so this year it's home turf.
So where'd you play 2 years ago? Because Washington won 2 years ago.
Pineview.
At Pineview, which is technically in St. George.
Yeah. Yeah, we were the home team.
So you lost at home, and then you won on the road, and now you're back.
Yes, at home we're again. Back at home.
Okay, you need to. Yeah,
we need to break that streak.
Now, Mayor Staley is due to be on later on this month. They've got Cotton Days coming up.
Yes,
and it's going to be interesting, depending on what happens tomorrow night, what kind of attitude he's going to have when he gets here.
If he loses, he's going to pout.
He might. He might a little bit.
No. Chris and I are related. Did you know that?
You are related.
We are related, yeah.
Second cousin? Third cousin?
Some kind of cousin.
Okay.
My mom was a Staley, but so he's like, either way, it stays in the family, right? I'm like, yeah, that's looking at the glass half
you're
full.
Like, it stays in my office, buddy.
It stays my office.
Talk about that.
But one other thing happening this weekend, too, is on Saturday, they're switching the Art Around the Corner sculptures.
That's right.
Are all switched out.
10 a.m.
10 a.m. at Town Square.
You can meet artists.
You can come and meet the artists and watch all the installations go in. And, you know, people love that program. And it doesn't cost the taxpayer a dollar. The artists donate their art to the city of St. George for a year.
Basically a free lease.
It is a free lease. And then a lot of sculptures get purchased by businesses or private entities or whatever. And so it's a great program, and many other cities have started it because they loved it so much.
Well, and I'd like to ask you about art in the city. St. George has, for the most part, I think, embraced the arts, you know.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people out there who say, well, the arts really don't have, they're not important. They don't matter. Why are we doing this? Why are we wasting time and effort and public space and sometimes money? Not this time, but what would be your answer to someone who would say that?
I think it's all quality of life. I think it uplifts our community. And whether you love to go watch a dance, a dance company or a theater. Why do you think Tuacon does so well? You know, people love going to some kind of a musical or a play or whatever that is. A lot of people like watercolor art. Their art is such a... Remember when the spider was in the roundabout? The huge spider?
Yes, I do.
Art makes people talk.
Yeah.
There were some people who absolutely loved that, and some people that were like, what in the crud? And
by the way, the spider lives on if you still want to see
it. It's down at Morgan Pest Control.
Right.
Perfect place.
Auto Mall Drive right
there. Yeah. Perfect place. And that just goes to show you, you know, what better place for that spider to go than there?
I agree.
But Bountiful bought our dragon.
The dragon, yeah.
Yeah.
He belongs in St. George, if you ask me, but...
I agree. Yeah. I agree, but...
Maybe we can have a football game with Bountiful, and the winner gets to keep the dragon.
So, one of the Bountiful City Council members I know really well, and she'll send jabs every once in a while about how well the dragon loves Bountiful and found his forever home. And so, I just think art is important. I think... any town or city without some kind of art isn't as exciting. And I got such a great voicemail last week, and from a couple who was visiting here from Colorado. They're retired. They travel all over the country. And they were just calling to tell me how absolutely incredible St. George was. They loved that it was clean. They loved that there wasn't any homeless camped around. They loved the parks. They loved the trails. They loved the art. So, you know, it's important.
Yeah. A place, I don't know if I can go this far, but this is what I believe. A town without art is a town without soul.
Right.
Art instills that extra whatever it is. And I know there are cynical people out there that are saying, oh, that's a bunch of garbage. All you need is, you know, police force and a trash collector and you're good. But I think that kind of thing is really important.
And if art wasn't important to people, our art festival wouldn't be like a crazy amount of people come to town and go down there. And, you know, when I look at some of the sculptures and different things, that the talent that people have just blows my mind. I mean, I can draw stick figures, but...
I can too, but not very well.
It's just like, wow, the detail and everything. Yeah. So we have a lot of local artists that are amazing. And so we love that program, Art Around the Corner. So if you want to come down and meet some of the artists, 10 o'clock, Town Square, Saturday.
10 a.m. And by the way, one of those artists, a sculptor by the name of Gary Lee Price, will be on a future Andy Griffin show.
Looking
forward to that. We haven't nailed down the exact date yet. Might be soon. But yeah, Gary Lee wanted to be a part of the show and talk about some. He has hundreds of sculptures, including one. He does one every year, I think, in St. George. But yeah, he's going to be on a show and talk about, he likes sports. It's funny, he likes baseball and golf. So he has some baseball and golf sculptures there, plus all kinds of things. I'm going to paraphrase from his website says something to the effect of, if I can enhance people's world in a little tiny way, that's what I want to do. So very cool. So, yeah.
Cool.
We're talking with Michelle Randall. A couple of things I wanted to ask about. First of all, the RFQ downtown there. Any update on, have you gotten some proposals? When's the deadline? What do we know what's going in?
We don't know what's going in yet because we will work with, we narrowed it down to four different
proposals.
Yeah. And we've chosen one that we like the best, and so we will work closely with that group to figure out what is, they will own it entirely. The city will be out of it. Basically, they're going to buy the land, but we wanted to be able to, we don't want to just a big, ugly square box on that corner.
Right.
We want something that is attractive, that wants to bring more people downtown, whether it's a combination of a hotel, restaurants, some apartments maybe, I don't know. But
multi-use facility, like
multi-use,
they call it.
Yeah. Exactly. So
you have someone in mind and in the process now of finding out exactly how they're going to do it and stuff.
Yep.
And you will the city own the land or
no
you're going to sell the land too?
Yep.
And okay.
But they're going to work closely with the city so that they can get things through quickly because the city will kind of be directing them that, yeah, that works or that doesn't work. You know, we don't want to see a 20 story hotel there, but
you know, although maybe someday, huh?
Maybe someday,
in St. George, but. All right, we're talking with Mayor Michelle Randall today. The spot we're talking about, what is it, 100 West on the Boulevard?
Yes.
Yeah.
That empty piece right next to Ancestor Square. Yeah. And also to have to have it open to Ancestor Square. And the group that we really like, they're proposing a parking garage, which would be amazing. Because if you go down to Ancestor Square anytime,
there's nowhere to park.
There is nowhere to park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just went there the other day and I was like, oh man, what are we? And you drive around for 10 minutes hoping somebody will move or whatever.
Yeah.
And
doesn't happen.
Yeah. So that's exciting. It has the potential to change the face a little bit of St. George, you know, like maybe a new color of eyeshadow or something into
that's
the
right.
face of St. George. But it is exciting. And I'm glad. people are like, ah, why does the government even want have any say in this or whatever? I'm glad that St. George's mayor and city council said, you know what? This is a key component in our city. We need to make sure that it's done right.
Well, we would love to have everywhere from Ancestor Square down to Town Square, just a walking corridor that people can go in, and there's restaurants and little shops to go in. And I was driving down Main Street 2 days ago, and the amount of people out and about, because there's a spring break going on up north somewhere, so everyone comes here.
Yeah.
And it was great to see all the people just out and about walking into the restaurants and the stores and different things. So,
and April in St. George might be as beautiful as it gets.
Exactly.
So. All right, we're going to take a break. Talking with Michelle Randall on Mayor Thursday.
Wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's News Talk Leader.
Welcome back. I'm Andy Griffin, and she's Michelle Randall, mayor of St. George City. Michelle's going to bring her microphone closer. Don't hit yourself in the head, though. You okay there?
Yeah, I'm good.
By the way, a couple of texts we got. First of all, congratulations to Tom for being a winner of the Clay Travis American Playbook book. Like I said, I read it. It's a good book. And then someone texted in. This is for you, Michelle. They said, good morning. Big thanks to St. George Utilities. We called to report a street light out, and within 3 hours, they were here replacing it. Fantastic. And by the way, there's a whole bunch of exclamation points in there, too.
Awesome.
Way to go. Now, you know, as I was reading that, I was thinking this, Michelle. St. George is not a little town anymore. You know, Enterprise has like 3,000 people, right?
Right.
You go to even Santa Clara is what, like 5,000 or 7,000 or something like that. And so when a citizen calls to say, "Hey, there's a pothole, or there's a, you know, something's not right with the park by my house, or there's a street light out, or whatever it is," I'm not going to say it's easy, but it's easier if you have a small town. But St. George has approximately 100,000 residents now.
Yeah, we're very large.
So these calls are probably more frequent and more common. Is it realistic to believe that we can get that kind of I mean, that's amazing. They were out the same day fixing the light.
We know that we are public servants. Even as an employee of the city, we're working for all of the residents. And our department heads have really instilled in all of their employees how important it is for customer service. And I get texts like that a lot, that it might not be 3 hours, but it may be a day. Or I know it was a holiday weekend. I can't remember if it was Labor Day or Memorial Day, but somebody had contacted me about graffiti at one of the parks on a block wall. And then they called back later and they said they were amazed because the Parks Department came out over the holiday weekend and removed the graffiti.
Incredible.
So we try and be as helpful as we can and get to things as quickly as we can.
That is awesome. Where I live in the Middleton area. I mentioned to you, I said, you know, there's a lot of what look like it's kind of scary undergrowth. Like if somebody were to drop a match in this park by my house, the thing would go up in a minute. And within, I don't know, the day or two or a week at the most, the ground had been cleared. It was amazing. And my wife made the comment, well, good thing you're in radio. And I said, actually, it has nothing to do with me being in radio. It has to do with the fact that St. George City gets on stuff. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it helps, too, when the mayor reaches out to somebody and says, hey, I need you to really go look at this, or can you please? Mm-hmm. I'll get a voicemail from somebody, and if I really can't help them with their issue or address their problem, and it's a parks issue, or let's say it's a power issue, or I just forward that voicemail directly to that department head, and they are so good to say, I will call them right now, or I will get back to them ASAP. And because we want people to know that they're being heard, and we want to know those issues around the city, because we can't be everywhere every day.
Can you talk about the art festival a little bit? And I'm changing topics slightly, but just the impact it has. The art festival, I want to say, how many years? 30 years? Has it been 40
it's
years?
It's been a long time.
Anyway.
It might be. I can't remember the exact number of years. It started really tiny, and it has grown massively.
Well, you know, my family used to come to the art festival when my sister lived here, but the rest of us lived in northern Utah. Mm-hmm. And we used to come down to St. George for the St. George Art Festival. It was just like, it was a tradition. It was fun. And the weather was good. And, I mean, sometimes it was even hot, you know, in March, but art festival in March or April, and it's hot. And I'm like, what is it hot? And we go back home and it's 20 degrees, you know, and stuff. But it's become... Really, people identify St. George with the St. George Art Festival. It is part of what you are now.
It's one of our major events, along with the St. George Marathon, that people will schedule vacations around that time. And the art festival is always Easter weekend, so kids are out of school from all across the state. And if it's cold up north, you want to be here. And I sent our... Michelle Graves, she's over the art festival and the marathon. I sent her a text to ask her if we had a number of about how many people we think attended. Last year, I think it was about 30,000 people attended in 2 days. So she hasn't texted me back yet, but it's always busy.
Yeah.
Busy, busy. And they started the concert last year on Friday night. And that always brings out a lot of people. And we get a sponsor for that. So... this year, Tech Ridge again, they're amazing. They sponsored the group that played on Friday night.
The National Parks.
The National Parks.
Did you go to that? I didn't get to it.
I didn't get to it.
But I've heard good things.
Yeah. I mean, there's some people that just, they have a cult-like following that just love them, and other people have never heard of them. So.
Now, did you know, I found this out. I saw a piece on one of the Salt Lake TV stations. I guess this group, one of their songs were picked up to be part of the promotion for March Madness on CBS and TBS.
Oh, really?
And all that. So they've gone from kind of local cult, folk group to now they have national, even international fame.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. And they were right here.
And to get them right here. Yeah. And we shut down Tabernacle. So we put a stage on Tabernacle, and then people bring their lawn chairs and sit, you know, on the grass like around, and there was I saw pictures, and there were a ton of people that attended. So
yeah, it was awesome. Got another commercial break. We got to get in here, and then more with Michelle Randall when we come back. Right now, though, another book. I'm down to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I have 8 books left. We're going to give away one of those right now. If you give me a call at 673-5890, again, Stockton will answer your phone, and we'll give you away a book, American Playbook by Clay Travis.
All the latest news, weather, traffic, and sports, just like you like them. You're waking up with the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
Welcome back. I'm Andy. She's Michelle Randall over there. By the way, Christy Pike, is she still Children's Justice Center over there?
She is, and has a whole great team with her.
What a great service they do.
Yes, they do.
It hurts my heart. People say, why don't you talk about this kind of stuff anymore? Because it actually hurts my heart. I don't like to talk about it because it makes me feel awful. But children, sadly, are being abused and seeing things and having things happen to him that shouldn't happen to any child ever.
Yeah, I watched yesterday the 2020 episode on Ruby Frankie and Jody Hildebrand.
No.
Makes you sick.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're from right here in Southern Utah. Yeah. So, I'm glad we have a place like the Children's Justice Center and people like Christy Pike and the others that run that will step up and say, you know what, we gotta take care of the kids.
Absolutely.
So I did a story on our website about 2 weeks ago about a 9-year-old who murdered his father.
Wow.
And he used a gun that he used often in his Call of Duty games. And they think that he was probably inspired by playing lots of video games and didn't like the way his dad disciplined him. We don't know the rest of the story. I don't know the whole story, but they speculate that that's probably why he did it. He thought it was no big deal. 9 years.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Shouldn't be exposed to certain things at that age. Shouldn't.
Well, and you have, you know, there's some people that just shouldn't be parents, unfortunately.
That's true as well. That's true as well. Real quick, Tom and Kimber are our two winners of the books today. We'll be giving away two more tomorrow. And like I said, I have about a little less than a week's worth of books left to give out still. The Clay Travis. But Clay was on the show here a few months ago, and he had promised me a case of books. And they never came and never came. And so I just figured, you know what, it's, you know, Hollywood and whatever. And they showed up this week.
Awesome.
Big old giant box of books. So I am sharing the love. So
good.
Anything else? Okay, we got the football game tomorrow night, 6 o'clock at Dixie High School.
Yep.
Okay, we just finished the art festival.
Yeah.
Which was really cool, and a lot of folks were there. I went and got me some Big Lud's barbecue while I was there. I love Yori's barbecue. It's so good. Although I had a bone to pick with Yori. I'm like, dude, where's the turkey? They didn't have any turkey.
No turkey.
They had chicken, but they didn't have turkey. His turkey is so amazing. So
I haven't had his turkey.
Oh, you got to try it. Yeah, give it a try sometime. Any food trucks at the football game tomorrow night? Maybe there should be, huh? Maybe we can recruit somebody.
I don't know. All I do is show up and hope my team wins. I'm not in charge of all of that.
That worked last year. It didn't work 2 years ago. Your team lost.
I know. So. I know. This year, though, you know.
Now, you and Crest are the honorary coaches. Are there real coaches who are calling plays and stuff like that?
Yeah. Mostly it comes down to the quarterbacks you have that are going to call the play, you know, right out there in the huddle.
Okay. But so who's your quarterback, you know?
So we have two quarterbacks. One is Justin Entz.
Justin's a great athlete and a former college football player.
He played for Dixie State and he
no spring chicken anymore, though. I bet he's in his 30s.
He's in his 30s. He's my youngest son's age. Okay. They were best friends through high school. So I recruited Justin and then Cody Wilstead, who played for Dixie and BYU.
Cody, yeah, he's a big deal. So you got Cody and Justin playing for you?
Yeah, okay. They're both.
Justin would be probably a little more mobile, and Cody has a rocket for
him. Oh, he has. When we first practiced with Cody last year, some of the guys were like, dude.
Yeah, don't throw so hard.
we are not professionals because he can throw it. So those are the quarterbacks. So they mostly call the plays. And
now, correct me if I'm wrong. I think Cody grew up in Washington City, but he went to Pineview, which is in St. George City. So there might be a little you maybe want to check his bank account. Maybe somebody's going to throw some money his way to throw the game.
No, he's too competitive.
I'm joking.
He's too Cody competitive.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. It's funny because the old Black Sox scandal, you know, White Sox back in the early 1900s, they talk about Shoeless Joe Jackson throwing the World Series. And the dude batted 419 during the World Series and hit like five home runs. And they're like, I don't think he was throwing the games, you guys. He's too competitive. And that's the most competitive guys are like, I don't care what you try to pay me. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, they're down there trash talking too. And it's just fun. It's just a fun game because our officers know the other officers from surrounding communities. And, you know, you get them out there with flags and one can beat another one or make a touchdown on one of them. Then, you know, they have some bragging rights.
And I will say this about. Now, I don't have fire department guys in here very often, but I have a lot of police in here. Those guys are ripped, most of them. They are in very, very good shape.
Yeah.
They come in here, and I'm kind of ashamed. I'm like, you know, because I got the pot belly and everything. They come in here, and their muscles are bulging through their shirts and everything. So,
yeah. We have a few that have played every year. They love it, you know, and and they're football fanatics. And so it's going to be fun. Just come. If nothing else, if you have nothing to do on Friday night, it's a cheap date, $2 a person.
Nice. Now, we have 4 minutes left. I want to talk budget for a minute. I know that's way too short a time to talk budget. Someone did text in and say, isn't $500 million budget way too much for 100,000 residents, way more per capita? I know what the answer is, but I'm going to let you answer it because you're the mayor.
Because really, when you look at our budget, the budget you should look at and concentrate on is the I just drew a blank, is our general fund budget. And the rest, we have such a huge budget because we have a wastewater treatment facility that treats Washington, Santa Clara, Ivins, and St. George, all of our waste. Mm-hmm. And that will be a regional facility eventually. We have the airport that no other city has. We have our own power department. And so those are a majority of that $500,000. And we have the St. George City, other than Dixie Power, is the cheapest municipal power. Well, we are the cheapest municipal power in the state, but in our county where people are on power, Dixie Power is a little bit lower than us. But that'll be changing because they have so much coal in their portfolio. Mm-hmm. And we know what's happening to coal plants.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Okay, so about the airport, and you're talking about no other city has a regional airport like this. Is that something that someday is going to be offloaded? Is that someday where it's going to be its own independent thing, or the county's going to own it? Or
no, I think there? We'll keep it. The airport makes money. In fact, Senator Ipson was able to get us $15 million for an airport tower. We desperately need an airport tower because as we continue to get... So with Formula One in Vegas and the mm-hmm. Super Bowl, we had 80 private jets at our airport.
Wow.
And our airport staff had to work 24/7 around the clock. And then with the PGA coming in October, we won't have enough for all of the jets. And our air traffic control is controlled out of LAX.
Right.
And we need our own air traffic control. So the FAA, they will employ the people in the tower. We get the tower built. They need to come and do a site selection at the airport to see where that tower needs to go. But we will eventually, hopefully sooner than later, have our own airport tower out there because we are big and busy. And we want to add other flights. And we have other airlines looking at coming in as well.
I saw a map that broke down the tower control, the basically air traffic control. And there aren't that many towers around the United States. Not as many as you might think.
Right.
You would think, oh, there's one in every 10. No, there's not. There's not that many. So the tower in Salt Lake controls most of Utah.
It goes down to Cedar.
Yeah, plus parts of Idaho. And, I mean, you know, it's this whole area. It does not, however, control St. George. No. We are in the L.A. tower.
Yeah, not even Harry Reid Airport. I still refer to it as McCarran. But... we are LAX, so we're just a blip on the radar.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of private aviation people, and it's just starting to get a little dangerous with all of the commercial flights as well. So we are hoping that tower is up sooner than later.
Quick question, got 30 seconds. St. George, some people are speculating it's becoming a quote-unquote resort town. Is that a good thing?
It's always
been
a resort town. Okay. Yeah, it's a great thing. People come here, they stay here for the weekend, they drop their money, and they leave. Wouldn't you rather have them come and visit than all of them buy a house?
Yeah. We like it when they drop their money, too.
Yes, we do.
Michelle Randall, mayor, go catch her St. George team take on Washington City tomorrow night, 6 o'clock at Dixie High.
That's right.
Thank you, Mayor.
Okay, bye-bye.